Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. I'm sorry that I missed a few days, but, you know, before Passover, before Pesach, it's very, very busy. And we are busy trying to bring a lot of Pesach dinners and seders and different people who cannot make their own seder, having people over and so forth. So here is the story. It's a short one, but it's a powerful one. Once there was a family that was going into what's called yechidus. That means with a private audience with the Rebbe. And another time we'll explain perhaps why it's called yechidus. It's a very special meeting of souls. The soul of the Rebbe, who was the neshama klalis, the general soul of the Jewish people. Just as Moshe Rabbeinu was a general soul that included the souls of all the Jewish people, and so to every leader, every nasi of the generation. So in any case, this family was going in there, and the father wanted to prepare his six-year-old daughter, who was going to be in Yechidus, what it would be like. Now, it's not necessarily so easy to explain to a six-year-old girl the depth of what's really going on in Yechidus in a private audience with the leader of the generation, the nasi. But the way the father said it was that the Rebbe's very generous and he's going to give a lot of blessings, or he's going to give some blessings, most probably, and he'll give some advice and so forth. And he was speaking about how the Rebbe's going to give these various things. Now, of course, he meant spiritual things, such as blessings and advice. But the little girl, she's only 6 years old, she pretty much heard the word give. Meaning she thought that Deb was going to give her something like candy or some money or a toy. So that's what her heart was set on, that she was going to be given something by the Rebbe. And she was, of course, very excited that the Rebbe is going to give her something. What's the Rebbe going to give her? She's looking forward to it. Well, the Yechidus, the meeting, went on and for whatever amount of time. And when it was done, the family got ready to leave. And when the little girl saw that the family was ready to leave, she was worried because the Rebbe had not given her anything yet. And she was kind of upset. The Rebbe saw that she was upset because she was not being given anything. And the Rebbe said, "What is it that you would like me to give you?" And she looked at the Rebbe's watch, which is a very beautiful watch. I think it was a gold watch. And she said, "I want the Rebbe's watch. I want to have the Rebbe's watch." So the Rebbe said, "I can't give you this watch because this was given to me by the Shver." Shver means father-in-law. When the Rebbe said it was given to me by the father-in-law, he meant his father-in-law, the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, who was the Rebbe's Rebbe. So therefore he said, "I can't give you this watch because the Rebbe gave it to me," meaning his Rebbe, previous Rebbe, Lubavitcher Rebbe, Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, who was the Rebbe until 1950. And the Rebbe said, "I can't give it to you because my Rebbe gave it to me." And that's the end of the story as far as I know it. There may have been more. There obviously was more that happened in the story, but that's all I know. But what is the lesson from this story? We see that, of course, the Rebbe gives. The Rebbe gives many things. That's the whole point of a Rebbe. The Rebbe gives things. He gives advice, and it gives blessings, and it gives all sorts of good spiritual influence and so forth. But when it comes to giving something which is the essence of the Rebbe's attachment to his Rebbe, this he cannot give away. And it doesn't mean that he can't help other people to also have a connection to the tzaddik, but what it means is that a person cannot compromise on something which is an essence, something which is so important, one's connection to one's Rebbe, you cannot compromise on that. That's what it means, seemingly, that the Rebbe can't give it away. Of course, the Rebbe can help us also connect with the previous Rebbe, but his connection has to remain his connection. And so too in Judaism in general, we cannot give away, meaning we cannot compromise on our Judaism. And by us having this attitude towards our Torah and mitzvahs, that we're true to our Torah mitzvahs. We're true to Hashem. We're true to our Yiddishkeit. We don't compromise. It's more convenient in certain situations to compromise, to eat something that's not maybe such a clear kosher item, or to do something which is a kula. It's taking the easy way out, the light way out. So this we want to stay away from. We want to always do the best possible fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs. And we want to always make sure to learn Torah as much as possible, even though there are many mitzvahs that may require us to leave our learning of Torah, to do a mitzvah that no one else is taking care of. But it should hurt us a little bit that we have to stop our learning of Torah, even though it's the right thing to do. But we should feel a little bit of pain that we have to leave our learning of Torah for something else. And this connection through Torah and through mitzvahs is what we have to strengthen always, every single day. And this is what brings Mashiach quicker. May this year be celebrated at the Seder in Yerushalayim, so that we don't have to say the Shana Baba Yerushalayim at the end, next year in Jerusalem, but hopefully this year we will celebrate Pesach in Yerushalayim with the Beis HaMikdash, with Mashiach, with the Korban Pesach. May it happen immediately, very, very quickly, even before Pesach, even right now. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.